You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
God damn. Yeah.
Shit, God.
Yeah, nice get washed up.
Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Why do girls rub their eyes in the morning? You know, when they wake up. And they say the question again, you like, shit, I don't know, why? Like, because they ain't got no balls.
Hell
no. No, that shit had me dying laughing this morning, dog. That was a little nigga, too.
That's how we start the show off with that shit, though. Check one, check two, check one, check two, dog. We got motherfucking Def Comedy Jam in the building.
What it do?
Look at Def Comedy Jam. Hey, Chris, I'm about to bring IG Live on. What up, though? IG Live in the building. I don't know what the fuck is going on with my restream shit, but it keep, it keep on redoing the same thing over and over and shit. Okay, yours probably back there. It keep on posting, we'll be starting momentarily, like, over and over. And then post that shit, like, four times. I ain't do it, though. So. IG Live, what's the deal, man? We in the building, bro. Already know what it is. It's fucking Monday.
It's Monday.
Y'all niggas prepared.
Oh, man.
Today was Friday.
We're going to talk about some motherfucking life experiences and shit.
Okay, this is what this is about.
Some shit that made us grow up a little bit.
Growed up.
Yeah, it made us change our lives for the better. Hopefully, we have changed our lives for the better. Damn, I don't know. Is that me? Somebody.
Probably me.
What you know? Dog, you keep on posting that shit. Why don't it stop, bro? It keeps saying, will we start momentarily? I'm not typing that shit, though. I don't know what the fuck going on. All right, fuck it. Y'all ready to get to it?
Let's go.
Yo, 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 you know what it is, man. The Live is Cloud radio show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block radio, live on your dial. Right this moment, man. I got my man Angry Man in the building.
Yeah, I'm pissed this morning.
Got my man Monk Money holding it down.
Hey, you know I'm in this thingy.
Hell, of course, man. It's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. We in this thing, dog. Hey, real quick before we get into shit, dog. Mm-hmm. I know we always talk about random shit. And so I was watching Bad Boys the other day, right? This is random shit, though, right? What this nigga say? Shy talking about the three uncle $2 beer. What? Leroy, my niggas. What? Nigga, I don't know, dog. I can't read for real or something. I don't even know. Oh, a snow hat. Oh, you talking about your hat, nigga. You said snow hat. Snow hat, Junebug, and Chest Hair Mike, dog. Who the fuck is Chest Hair Mike?
You know what, dog?
Because I'm Junebug, so who the fuck is Chest Hair Mike?
I thought that was Uncle Mike.
It's on now. I mean, you know, we shoot his show out. You know, we get him all type of props, but he always call him fucking with us on our shit, dog.
I like it.
Calling his names and...
I like it.
He's like, call his names.
You know I embrace saying? The fuckery.
So this is what I was thinking, though. It's random ass shit, right? I was watching Bad Boys and shit. And I'm just thinking, like, oh, girl, right? This is the first one, right? Yeah, when dog was acting like he was Mike Lowry. So I'm just saying, though, if this was her homegirl that got killed, right? And she always felt like her homegirl loved Mike Lowry and shit. Why she was trying to fuck that nigga, dog? She was a hoe, bro.
What are you talking about?
At the chick that one of they was protecting and shit. Right? Oh, yeah. She was kind of throwing the pussy at the nigga though. So like, but I thought that was your homegirl, little nigga and shit. And you thought that she loved him.
Man,
so why you be trying to fuck
her? No, she loved Mike in a different way. Cause you know, it wasn't like you know. Cause she made it clear she wasn't gonna give Mike no ass.
No, they were cool.
They was hoes anyway.
The white girl wasn't.
Right, but I'm saying though, so like the black girl, like she had the conversation with before she got killed. Like you love that nigga, don't you? She was like, yeah, but I know I can't be with him or whatever.
Yeah.
So why was she throwing the nigga the pussy though? She was trying.
They was hoes, bro.
She wasn't trying to throw it to him. She was trying to throw it to Martin.
They was high price holders.
But she came in with the idea of that being Mike Lowry, nigga.
She was talking about
how smooth he was supposed to be and everything. Like, she just wanted to throw that nigga to push you out, bro.
And she was
trying
they
to was hoes, man. Why y'all keep saying that? They was hoes.
Yeah, she was trying to fuck Martin anyway, not Will Smith.
Both of them.
But she thought that was Mike. So what difference do it make?
It makes a very big difference.
She thought it was him.
So?
She was a hoe, bro. I just thought about that shit.
She was.
Like, literally.
Literally. Both high price hoes. She was supposed
the black
to go
girl
with,
was the hoe.
She was supposed girl. To go with her. She asked her to go with her.
To
she
go did. With her, but the she black chick was the hoe, though.
But it don't matter.
She did go.
She went with the hoes. She knew what the black girl was going
to
do.
I just thought I'd start off with that shit, dog. Because
the white
shit.
Girl didn't want to be there. She wanted to leave. She right. was like, after 5 minutes, she was ready to go.
Yeah, the black girl was the motherfucking was lady of the night.
Yeah, she was the escort.
Right. Yo. All right, we just start off with some bullshit, dog. I just had to ask because I was watching that shit. I was just like, dog, this supposed to be your homegirl and shit. Why is she trying to fuck that nigga? I don't know. That's just that was a scandal.
She got shot at a couple times. You know, her adrenaline was rushing. She got excited.
And that bitch was fooling. I ain't gonna lie. I'd have let her get killed. She was getting on my motherfucking nerves, nigga. I forgot how much she got on my nerves in that fucking movie, bro.
She started talking about baloney. Bitch, shut up. What am I fucking my
dog
baloney?
Shitting all on my man rug and shit. How the fuck? God damn it. Anyway, dog, it's motherfucking Monday, dog. But
since we on random shit, that was the gangsta's baloney sounds you had, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's random itself.
Yeah, everything on that bitch. Lettuce, tomato.
Everything.
Who puts lettuce, tomato on all to take the time out to actually make a bologna sandwich like that?
Dog, when the fuck does
that will be me?
I mean, I do.
When last time y'all niggas had a bologna sandwich for real?
Yeah, I ain't had no bologna.
Hell no, I ain't fucking with no bologna, bro.
No.
Yo, shout out to my man Tone the Barber. Just checked in on IG. What up, though?
What up,
though? Tone the Barber and Set the Tone podcast was actually our shout out for today, man. So make sure you check him out. That's Tone _ the Barber. That's TheBarber. I want to say he out in the Bay Area. Shit, I want to say. Well, I know it's out in Cali, I believe. Shit, I think. Hopefully, because if not, I already said this shit. All gas, no brakes. Just checked in on Twitch. What up, though? We got people on Twitch.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That's crazy. Shout out to I love y'all, man. Burger B TV says shooting these clubs up make my black ass grow up. I got kids, cuz.
That'll do it.
All right, we're gonna get to that in a minute, dog. But hey, how was y'all niggas weekends, dog? Angry Man, what's been popping with you?
Nothing. Nothing. Goddamn Tom Brady going back to the Super Bowl.
Hey, that's gangster, nigga. You can't tell me. That shit gangster as fuck.
They don't have to change for this.
Goat versus baby goat, nigga.
Yeah.
Goat versus the kid, right?
Yeah.
Kid is a goat. Baby goat.
Yeah. That's my man said
that. Yeah, he said that shit last night. I was like, that was some dope shit.
Hey, Yoda. They say Yoda versus Luke Skywalker. I think motherfucker, I guess.
Right. That's going to be some dog shit because, like, in real life, the AFC championship last year was better than the fucking Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And that was them two again, so.
They going to have to change the list, though. Because I saw the list, and y'all know who number one of all-time quarterbacks is.
Probably Joe, probably.
Yeah. Joe, they're going to have to change that.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, they're going to have to change
that. Yeah,
shit. I want to say Brady came in at two.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if he went to shit, even if he don't win, he went back. You're going to have to change that list.
For sure.
Yeah.
Where do you think Peyton at in there?
No, they actually showed it.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I can't remember what Peyton was. I want to say six.
Where would you say?
I want to say six.
Where would you say?
I would have to put Peyton at like maybe three.
Three? Yeah. Better than Joe Namath?
Yes.
I don't know. Where would you put Peyton? Nah, Peyton cold blooded though.
I'll put Peyton number three.
I'll put Peyton where he at.
I mean, this motherfucker done been to the Super Bowl 10 times. Like, nigga, I don't know what you do with that shit.
John Elway didn't make the list.
Didn't make the list at all?
Troy Aikman didn't
make
the list.
Damn, for real?
Yeah.
All gas, no brakes, what up though? Hey, look, this is a show about a whole gang of shit. Like, we always talk about a whole gang of shit. Thanks for checking us out though. But today's topic though, we're talking about life experiences that made you change your life for the better and shit. That's what today's topic is. But all in all, this show is about every motherfucking thing. So share this shit with all your friends, you feel me? Tom said, all right, he said Bay Area, San Jose, California, for sure. That's what's up.
Let's go, y'all. Bay Area.
Like, the baby's showing us love, bro. Yeah, like,
what's up, y'all?
Ooh. Right. Like, that shit crazy. Like, just looking at our demographics, for real, our shit is like over 30% in Oakland and shit, dog. And like, that's higher than the motherfuckers in Detroit.
Yeah.
Like, our hometown and shit. Wow. I still fuck with y'all niggas, but I'm just letting y'all know.
Oakland representing like a motherfucker.
Yeah, they represent like a motherfucker. He said Peyton, he ain't putting Peyton in front of Elway. He said Peyton was trash in the playoffs, great in the regular season. I ain't gonna say trash. You agree, Angry Man?
Yeah,
trash?
He was ass.
ain't gonna say trash, dog.
He was ass.
Let me see what that is.
He wasn't good.
Yeah. No, not at all.
I don't know.
Even in that last Super Bowl, he didn't win that Super Bowl for the Broncos.
Well, yeah, that was defense. Yeah, that was defense that year. Yeah, for sure. All right, man. All right, we gonna get too stuck on that. What else going on, though?
Nothing.
Yeah. I was excited to see that motherfucker. I was excited for, oh, come on, Tone. Come on, Tone. I don't even want to repeat that shit, bro.
What'd he say?
You probably know what he said, Angry Man.
What?
I think he said his brother was better. I can't agree with that, my nigga.
Oh, hell.
No!
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs. Y'all gotta be fucking kidding me right now.
In the playoffs, he won. Oh,
he won. And he was ass in the regular season.
He was. it was vice versa with
him. Hell yeah, it was.
It was. Think about it.
No!
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, these niggas all agreeing and shit. All right, Tony, you might have. I ain't agreeing and shit.
Who got the first one?
What that got to do anything? They
obviously
they had, but he had OBJ and motherfucking and probably a running game. Wasn't Tiki there, or was that mm-mm. after that?
Tiki,
no, Tiki Barrow.
No, I remember Tiki left that year before.
Yeah, oh
I
shit!
Say, I thought I
swear
he left.
All right, I don't know, man. Fuck it.
His like brother that. The one that got the Super Bowl ring.
I mean, ain't none of the niggas as good as motherfucking. Never mind, dog. Anyway, dog. Go ahead. You know what I was gonna say, dog. Mm-hmm. Hey, none of them motherfuckers better than number 9, cuz.
I think number 9 gone, ain't he?
Not yet. Is he? San Fran was looking at him, though.
Yeah.
That's my guy. I hope he goes somewhere and kick ass, though.
Me
for
too.
Real.
I mean,
I hope so.
Because
he's a good enough quarterback, bro. He should be somewhere to make a name for himself.
I just hope he don't get Ndamukong Suh. I told everybody Ndamukong Suh is going to get lost in the sauce once he left Detroit.
Yeah, but he about to get a Super Bowl again. That shit.
Yeah, but look. Shit.
They had two years in a row, right? Because the Rams went last year, right? Mm-mm. When did the Rams go to the Super Bowl?
The year before last.
He was there. Whatever year it is, so he didn't get lost.
Man, lost shit, he still winning.
Yeah, he's still winning. Still winning. Hell yeah, that's the way I look at it. Nigga still winning.
No, it just so happened the teams that he on are still winning.
Yeah. Hey, what happened to. All right, we got to get off of this, but what the fuck happened to Joey Harrington? Remember Joey Harrington, dog?
Please don't bring him up.
Oh, yes, Burger B TV just checked in for sure. Rest in peace to Hank Aaron, dog. Hank Aaron did die. Yeah, dog. That shit. Yeah, motherfucking Hank Aaron, dog.
Larry Moment King of silence.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't mean to say it like that, dog.
You said it like that.
It's too late.
I mean,
you said it.
You was upset because you was talking about Hank Aaron, and then he said Larry King.
No, I just you know, Larry King was old, man.
Damn, bro, you out cold.
Nah, all right, man. Rest in peace to my nigga Larry King.
You out cold, bro.
I don't know. I ain't never been no Larry King fan for real. Like, rest in peace to him, though.
He fuck with us heavy.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool. My buddy, what's been going on with you, dog?
Hey, nothing much been going on with your boy. You know, keeping a load of foot like and staying out the way and shit. Like I said, too much was going on. Like football, that's what I did yesterday.
Yeah.
Fuck around. Was supposed to go outside. Look outside, that was great. Got ready, got the shower. Look back outside, motherfucking snow everywhere. Like, what the fuck?
Right, set the fuck back down and shit.
Like, in a matter of minutes, cuz. Yeah, so, for sure. You know, and it kept me in the crib. So.
Big goofy ass flakes, too, nigga.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I know we've been here forever, but goddamn, nigga, I'm tired of this shit.
Them bitches was huge, bro. Them bitches came down so fast.
I'm gonna tell you one thing, though. It ain't nothing like shoveling snow to remind you that you a fat nigga and shit.
Hell
nothing
yeah.
Nothing like it, nigga. Motherfucking aches and pains in your back, nigga, breathing hard for no reason.
Taking breaks like
dog, taking breaks and shit, cause the nigga scared that you gonna pass on dad and shit. Like dog, then remember like niggas used to be going to shovel the snow and shit and then dying later and shit though. Like not passing out outside, but like going to sleep and not waking up. Like what the fuck? Dog, for real, dog. Hey, y'all niggas be careful out here shoveling snow. Mm-hmm. And it looked like a gang of niggas died on 94 yesterday.
Yeah, like,
y'all see that shit?
Like a 12 car accident.
Yeah, like a 12 car pile up and shit on 94. I'm glad I ain't leave this bitch yesterday. I ain't gonna hold you up.
I ain't go outside.
Hell no. I'm looking at that motherfucker today like I might be in today. And then tomorrow it's like 80% go slow.
Tonight we supposed to get 2 to 3 inches.
Oh shit. 2 to 3 is fine. As long as that bitch don't turn to 6 to 8, nigga. This would be the 6 to 8 that be killing me, though.
Yeah, you know it's creeping up on February.
Hell
that's
yeah.
When we get shit
that last ditch effort where they just dump all this shit on the nigga. And then that shit be sitting outside until fucking April. Shots with school. What up, though? My nigga just checking in. What's goodie?
What's good?
Shit, it's almost 10:30, so we'll get to our for real shit, man. For me, let me see this weekend and shit. Shout out to, shit, who I want to give a shout out to? Oh, shout out to my man, Lazar. And my man Diddy and shit, we slid up on a little pop-up shop at the liquor store for Uncle Nearest and Duke and Dame whiskey, you know what I'm talking about? So we was in the building for that shit. My man Monk Money and shit did the event on Friday. Make sure you check out the video. It's on all of our pages and shit, so you'll be able to see it somewhere. And also make sure that you hit him in his inbox, man, and get your own concierge service and shit, which I mean, he go come to your crib and cook right in that motherfucker, dog.
Right there.
And then I'm gonna video that shit, and then like your kitchen better be on point because it's gonna be on YouTube. So
sure.
Hopefully, make sure you clean that motherfucker up before we cover shit.
Cause I ain't cooking up that bitch.
Hey, what's gonna happen though? Like a nigga give you deposit and shit, you got the shit and everything, you pull up and it's fucked up. What happened?
I mean, I'm gonna give him some of his deposit back.
Said some of it. You ain't cooking shit.
No.
You gonna leave the food?
Yeah, we can figure it out ourselves. Or whoever they is. They bought it. Here's what you do.
How do you receive your deposits? Cash App or what?
Yeah.
Okay, but before you receive that Cash App, they got to send you a video, a picture of the kitchen that you're going to be working in first.
Shit.
So you can agree to the terms.
It might be clean when they send it.
I mean, okay, but... And then when you get there, and it's
just
not
say
to
what
the
we
term,
agreed on,
right? No, you ain't getting none of your fucking deposit back because this is not what you sent me.
You gonna pull up to the trap house like, nigga, I'm not cooking in there.
Yeah, no,
bitch, raid that motherfucker. I'm going to jail because you want some motherfucking steak and lobster.
Like you said, you paid for it. if you want to leave the food, man, okay, because like you said, they paid for it. But as long as you got paid first.
Yeah.
No, we got to agree to what the fuck this picture looks like. You know, I mean, if this is not what what you sent me. This is not what I'm doing.
But I mean, if I run into them situations right now, I ain't ran into those situations, so I ain't really pressed about it.
Right, for sure.
Everybody kitchen been, you know, pretty immaculate. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
I mean, yeah, you know the type of people you're dealing with.
My man Burger BTV say you want the motherfucking lamb chops, dog. Earth, cuz.
Got the bitches on dick.
Nah, for sure.
Put some mustard on them motherfuckers.
Oh, God, what this nigga talking about, dog? Or you'll be like Patrick Mahomes and shit, putting ketchup on steak. What is that shit?
I don't know.
That nigga put the whole bottle on that motherfucker, dog. Anyway, man, shit, that was really about it, dog. I did that shit this weekend, man. Shit, yep, that was it. Let's get to our for real topic.
Let's go.
All right, so we gonna go to commercial break real quick, dog. But when we get back, we talking about our for real topic, man. Life experiences that made you change your life for the better, dog. That's what we want to know. Hit me in the comment box right now, or if you're on IG Live, you can hit that join button and come in live like you're in the motherfucking studio, dog.
Right here.
You already understand that, dog. We're going to be back in like 1 minute, but till then, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
That would be Earth, sir.
Straight from the E-Block Radio Live on your dial, man. We'll be right back.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
The eBlock Radio Podcast Network loves our fans, and we need your help. Click the link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page. You can help us continue to deliver informative and funny entertainment as we've always done. But not only that, you'll have a chance to win free gifts, cash prizes, and get access to behind-the-scenes footage, videos, and photos. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click that link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page. PardonMyEastSide.com. We've got t-shirts, long sleeve tees, snapbacks, skull caps, and yeah, we even got hoodies. Use the promo code eblockradio to get 15% off right now.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Check one, check two, check one, check two. We back live in the motherfucking building, man. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, man. I got my man Angry Man and Monk Money holding it down.
Yeah.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, nigga. Red Zone, cuz. We in this bitch.
Red Zone, motherfucker. Red Zone, motherfucker.
All right, let's do it, dog. Motherfucker, life experience, man, made you change your life for the better.
Red Zone, motherfucker.
Angry Man, what you say, dog? Mm-hmm. It was a life experience that, you know what I'm saying, made you decide you was going to change your life for the better, dog.
The punk-ass children of mine.
Punk-ass children.
Yeah. Bambinos.
I figure that's going to be a lot of people asses with kids and shit, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, that shit will make you slow down, dog. You know, that shit will make you sit still.
Yeah.
It'll make you definitely do what I always say, go sit your ass down somewhere, man.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, I went to college. I don't think that changed my life for the better. I think that changed my life for the worse.
Damn, for real?
Yeah.
Why you say that, dog? Expound. Yeah, I said that.
Yeah.
We're talking about college. I figured I used college word. Expound, please.
Because, you know, I didn't drink or smoke until I went to college.
Yeah.
And when I got to college, that's when I started drinking and smoking. And my life ain't been right since.
Yeah. Alrighty.
It's supposed to be changing for the better, dog.
That's right. Why I said he asked me about college, and I was like, no, it didn't change my life for the better.
Well, what? Okay, yeah. All right. All right, I guess we gonna leave it at that, dog. My man Miles just checked in. What up, though?
What up,
dog? He said, my kids, bro, that's all I need to get me right. Y'all have a good morning. All right, for sure.
Indeed it is.
Right, his mom's on there too. What up, Porsche? She said college and kids, which is him, in that order. But yeah, so you said that college didn't make you change for the better and shit, but the kids did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you'd have went to college with no kids and shit, you think you'd be a fucked up individual?
I did go to college without kids.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you never had kids, because you're saying the kids is the ones that made you change your life. So if you never had kids and only had the college experience, you'd be a fucked up individual?
Probably.
Damn, that's fucked up. Why?
Probably.
You can say that?
Yeah, you can say that.
I guess, man. I don't know. Money, what you say?
I mean, me personally, man, I got a few. You know what I mean? Like I'm, like, it was steps with me. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, because I was a fucked up individual back in the day. You know, I did some crazy shit. Like, you know, like every human being on earth. But then I had my first son. You know what I'm saying? That made me want to do something better. Not get on the right track, but something better than what the fuck I was doing.
Yeah, for sure.
So I did that shit. You know, I had him.
Put your mic on, nigga.
I had him, you know.
Pull it to you if you don't want to sit up.
Got them together, you know what I'm saying? You know, raised him. And then, bro, I'm going to tell you for real, though. When I got shot. You know what I'm saying? I thought
that'll probably do it.
When I got shot in both legs, bro, that really turned me all the way around, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I know it ain't funny. Like we laughing at that shit. Now, I know it ain't funny, but yo, old man, that's still the funniest shit ever, dog. That nigga came to the block, was like, "Hey, you know your boy got shot in the ass." That's how you said it, though. Like you laugh like your son just got shot in the ass, nigga. So this whole time, I think he got shot in the ass. So when I finally talked to the nigga, I was like, dog, y'all shot the ass, cuz? He like, dog, nigga, who told you that shit? Like, dog, your old man said you got shot the ass, nigga.
Yeah, he did.
he told everybody that shit, bro. I'm like, man, why you do that shit?
Nah, that shit ain't funny.
He got shot the ass.
It definitely wasn't funny when it happened, but I do got a funny story about that. I don't think Monk know I know about it.
Oh, shit.
You know how sometimes, you know, I sit off in the porch. Low key, tucked off, like dressed in all black, so you don't see me all the time.
Okay.
I'm sitting on the porch enjoying myself in the summertime. And the kid, he pulled up.
This motherfucker
down the street lit off a firecracker. If you could have saw this nigga reaction, I'm on the porch in tears, dog. And he didn't see me. He turned around, looked like he was about to just take off the fuck running, man.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's still like that.
It's still like that. I fucking hate firecrackers.
And I laugh at that shit, but, you know, like, I understand.
I only laughed at it because he was my homie.
Exactly, for sure. But we for sure know the deal. Like, nigga, hell yeah. Like, fuck that.
Man, I got stories about that bitch, man. I wanted to kill a nurse that was in that bitch.
What happened? You ain't never told that story.
I don't think I ever told that story.
Nah, nigga. What happened?
I get in the hospital.
All the bitches leave you naked and shit.
Yeah, that too. But I'm sitting there, right? I'm going to the hospital. I'm on my way to the hospital. Yeah. It's hot as shit. You know what I'm saying? It's the middle of July. It's my homeboy birthday. Shout out, Big. We're in 10. You know what I'm saying? And it's his birthday. We going to the fucking hospital. And you know, it's hot. So I'm like, I'm closing my eyes. Like, I'm still hurt. You know what I'm saying? This nigga slapped the dog shit out of me like, pow! Nigga, don't go to sleep. Like, bitch, I want to go to sleep.
Hey, look, first of all, this nigga watched too many movies.
Don't go to sleep. Don't go to sleep, nigga. Pow!
He's trying to keep you alive.
Slapped the shit out of me, right? So I get to, I get to the hospital. I'm in that motherfucker. And I'm telling him, like, man, please don't cut off my motherfucking shirt, bro. Ain't no blood on it, though. This is a nice polo. Don't cut off my...
Don't think it's dumb. Say worry about this, a fucking shirt.
I can just take this bitch off,
bro. This nigga about to die. He talking about a shirt.
So you motherfuckers cut the shit off. Cut everything off. So I'm sitting there. They get me together for a minute. And a nurse walk in, a little white nurse, you know what I mean? And the dudes over in the corner, I'll never forget, they talking about the Eminem and Jay-Z concert. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you going there? You going right. there? I'm like, man, how the fuck I'm going to go to the Eminem and Jay-Z concert with holes in my goddamn legs? Like, no. So they laughing at that shit. And then the lady come in the whole time. She working, you know, working around me and shit. She just turned me over, dog, and jammed her fingers in my ass, bro.
The fuck?
I tried to kill that bitch. I said, man, what the fuck is you doing, bitch? She like, well, we trying to check for internal bleeding. Well, you have to warn a nigga
before you warn a nigga, for sure.
You know, just fucking jam your fingers up in a nigga's ass. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? No. Man, I want to kill that bitch,
man. Last nigga, the bitch broke off, nigga.
So, you know what I'm saying? That shit get over and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, y'all better get this bitch, bro, before I kill her for real, bro.
So
she gets the fuck off and shit. You know what I mean? Everybody calling me and talking about you got shot in the ass because my dad telling everybody I got shot in the ass.
Swear that.
So, you know, the next thing you know, I heard like 5 minutes later, I hear a nigga like, bitch, I'm going to kill you, bitch. What the fuck you think you talking about? I ain't gay, bitch. What's going on? She jammed her finger in another nigga's ass.
I think she got off on that shit.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all better go get that cereal ass poker, bro, because she going to get her
ass poker, dog.
She going to get her ass beat.
And that's funny to say. No, you never told that shit before, though.
Man, that shit had me so motherfucking heated, bro.
She in the hospital raping niggas.
Oh, man, right. Literally. Life Unplugged podcast just checked in. What up, though?
What up, though?
My nigga Coke just checked in. What up?
What's happening, Cap?
My man Tone said, becoming a barber changed my life, being my own boss, dog.
Mm-hmm.
No, for sure. That's the deal for real.
And at that point, when I got shot, I didn't want to work for nobody else, bro.
That was a life changing moment for real.
You know what I'm saying? I wanted to focus on, you know what I'm saying, me shit. I was almost out this bitch, you know what I'm saying? So, nigga, that shit changed
Nothing like a near death experience. Man,
changed my whole, you know, outlook on this shit. Like, why I make another motherfucking rich and you sit here?
For sure.
Fucked up, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, I'm trying to see which one I want to use now. Y'all niggas had some good ones and shit. I'm surprised, though, that, I mean, we talk a lot of shit about school, but I'm just surprised that you really was just like, nigga, that shit made it worse.
I mean, I'm not saying it made it worse. It really didn't just change it for the better.
For the better, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of good things out of it. Don't get that part to it.
Yeah, I got you.
I got a lot of good life experience out of it, but I'm not going to say it was a life changer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of things I've done, I would have done in college, and a lot of things I wouldn't have done, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, man.
I figured it. My man Dre just checked in. What up, though?
What up,
though? He said, shit, where you at? He said, making that move to Florida. He said, and these damn kids. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. I mean, for sure, kids go change your life, though. I haven't had that experience yet. But if there's any Project Twin donations that would like to be made,
we accept the application.
We accept the application, dog. Hit me in my inbox, dog. I am accepting all Project Twin applications between now and July 4th.
Why July 4th?
I don't know. It just felt like a good date. Throw out there and shit. I just throw it out there and then fuck it. Between now and July 4th, man, Project Twins, if you comfortable having an assistant baby mama and shit, you know what I'm saying? Y'all both have basically Project Twins. If you comfortable with that, you know what I'm saying? Hit my inbox and shit, you know what I'm saying? Between now and July 4th.
This nigga sound like he for real. You hear me?
Right. There is an application process, though. There will be a psych evaluation.
You gonna need that, my
You gonna need that shit, bro. No, but...
punk-ass kids will make you go sit down some goddamn...
I'm sure... Well, at least they should. I mean, there's some people that just it didn't make a difference. They still just out here wilding out. So
I mean, cause shit, like I tell them all the time, motherfucker, you think I like working the way I work? You think I'll be doing this bullshit if I ain't having goddamn kids?
Hell no, for sure. You do that shit for them. For me, dog, I think like it's a couple things, dog. I think that obviously probably the first thing is shit. V, what up though? Yeah, V just checked in. What up though?
What's up, my babies?
Yeah, speaking of Project Twins.
Hey, get that application filled out, V.
I just said, you know what I'm saying, take an application for Project Twin, you know, baby mamas and shit, so.
Hey, V, you got
application
July
only
4th,
open
man.
Between now and July 4th,
you
though.
Right? July 4th, V, get you that application filled.
Slide in my inbox and shit, man. I am taking applications now. I'll get them together for you, though. You know what I'm talking about?
Get on it, V. We've been pushing this envelope for a long time now.
Yeah. She popped in right when he said that.
Y'all niggas goofy, uh-huh. Sam. Hey, so look. So I think my first one, I think for sure, would be, you know, my internship in New York. I talk about this a little bit. But I think, like, what was going on there, like, actually, at that point, I think I was 21, I think. Yeah, I was getting ready to turn 22. I was 21, though. When I went and shit, and like that was the first time I had to actually she's talking about I hate y'all. That's the first time I had to actually like for real be on my own and shit. Like I was out in New York and shit with no family or nothing. Like I really had to make that shit work to find my place to stay, to eat on my own, nigga, to get back and forth in the city that I had never been before, you know what I'm saying? Like that was the first time I really was forced to do that shit on my own. So like I think that was one of those experiences that like, you know, kinda made me, you know, decide, like, damn, I gotta quit bullshit, and, like, really do shit correctly and try to move on the right path. But I think, kind of piggybacking off of Mark Money getting shot and shit, I think another life-changing experience for me was when I had that motherfucking leg ulcer and I thought I was gonna die and shit, bro. Like, I'm gonna tell you right now, I didn't really take that shit serious at first and shit. I had, like, a little open wound on my leg and shit, but then that bitch wouldn't close. Then that motherfucker turned to like the size of a half dollar and shit. Then that's when I got scared. Had a whole motherfucking hole in my leg, nigga, you feel me? And I still wasn't taking that shit seriously. I ended up going to get the shit checked out, and they was like, damn, nigga, you know, if you had waited any longer, it's a possibility that you could have got infection in your bloodstream. Nigga, you get infection in your bloodstream, nigga, you die. Like, I could have died, bro. Like, that shit hella crazy. So, I spent all that little time in the hospital and shit getting that fixed, and then over several months still going through the rehab process, dog. I was just reflecting on that shit like, damn, almost got took out this bitch, man, bro.
Y'all didn't know this nigga a big nigga, right?
Oh my so, god! I already know you're going.
God damn, this nigga got big as hell. You know what I'm saying? Hey. It takes Sean to tell you and shit. Me and Sean was standing out there one day and shit, and we walked up to him like, man, nigga, you looking good, not cuz, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to, you know, up this nigga's spirit and shit, man. Nigga turned around about to cry, me and this nigga like, damn, this nigga about to go, man. My nigga, what? This thing get big as hell, bro.
I knew shit, you know, okay, that's how you knew shit was real. You know how I knew shit was real, nigga? And if anybody ever been on E-Block and been over here at Q-Crib, this nigga was sitting in the living room, dog.
Yeah, this nigga
had to sit in the living room, man.
Yeah, I never sat in that motherfucker. Like, I sit in there periodically now and shit, but, like, I couldn't really go nowhere else. Like, that was the only place I could actually be comfortable.
Man, I walked. Had access to everything. You gotta walk to those steps and all shit.
Oh, yeah.
I walked up in this bitch and saw this nigga. I had the same reaction you had, but I just didn't say it because I was by myself. I said, oh, shit.
Yeah, nigga almost checked up out this motherfucker.
I went back home and told Miss Inga, yeah, it ain't looking good for this nigga, dog.
Damn, I was looking like I was,
nigga,
shit,
it was,
just blew up like the
wrong
train.
Nigga. I honestly said it. I went back home.
Nigga, shy, see, I dropped a tear for the boy.
Yeah, we did, bro.
Nigga, I went home and told Miss Inga, hey, it ain't looking good for this.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you, like after I was going through that whole little process and shit, I remember niggas was down at Kodak Lee crib and shit, shooting dice. And niggas was like in real life, like, and niggas know me, I wasn't even coming outside. Like, I wasn't even coming outside. Nigga, I only left the crib to go to my little treatments and shit. But that one night, I ended up coming down to the little dice party and shit at Kodak Lee and shit, shout out down there. And niggas was like, damn, Q, I ain't seen you the long ass time. Like, that was like the first time I had, like, literally been outside and interacted with people, like, in months. Yeah. Shit was crazy. Like, niggas was coming to the house, like, niggas coming inside the house to see me, nigga, never. I'm always coming outside because it was like summertime and shit.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it was rough, man.
I hit the door and they ain't like he in the living room. I said, oh, shit.
That nigga was big as a motherfucker. I'm talking about that nigga had like elephant legs, nigga.
As soon as they told me he was in the living room, I expected to be in the corner to see the hospice bed, nigga.
This nigga said the hospice bed, dog.
No, I'm dead serious. When it was like he in the living room, I'm like, he in the living room.
I actually got one more, dog. I got one more. I think that's probably like the... Anytime you had like that life-threatening motherfucking shit, it always make you be like, I gotta get on my shit. So after that, I wrote like four motherfucking books and shit. Like all the shit I wanted to do, I just like really laser pinpointed on that shit and started doing that shit. Cause like you just really, I don't want to sound like no after school special shit, but like you just really don't know when it's your time to check up out this motherfucker. So my nigga Shy said this shit yesterday on his show, which you will see on Tuesday night. But he was like, dog, whatever it is that you thinking about doing, nigga, fucking do it. Cause like nigga just cuss.
Yeah.
Just fucking do that shit, bro. Tall Girl Tuesday, what up though? Juice in the Hood just checked in, what up though?
What's happening?
Let me see, me and Monk basically looked at each other without words, thinking it was over. We had a Boys in the Hood moment. Monk was thinking you still got one more uncle left. This nigga, man. You still got one more uncle left.
Damn. This nigga, man.
Hey, she was cold-blooded, though.
She was cold, though.
I ain't gonna lie to you. But then, the second one, though, I mean, I was a fucking super adult by then and shit, but, like, with my mom's pass, I think, after my mom's pass, I went back to Colorado. Now, this was some weird shit, so I don't know how I was actually able... Well, I think writing that book that I wrote to my mom's helped me grieve through that situation, because... I came back here. What happened?
No, I'm reading some shit.
Well, read it, because I can't see it if it popped up. Because my shit over here acting funky. Like, I don't even know.
Did she say, do you after the show?
What happened?
Me.
I don't know. Oh, she said FaceTime after the show.
Oh, okay. I read it wrong.
This nigga Dre said, they accused almost out this bitch. 600-pound lifestyle.
Hell yeah.
No, for real. It was like that, though.
Damn near.
But, when my mom's passed, though, like, I went back to Colorado and shit, and again, like, I was out in that bitch by myself and shit, and, like, so, being alone after motherfucking died, that shit kind of, you know, it fucked with you a little bit, but I had a dream about my mama, like, maybe 2 days after I got back to Colorado and shit, and I remember, like, it's some weird shit, you know, how dreams be, but I was talking to her, and I was asking her, you know, what should I do? Because I had some situations going on out in Colorado with my money and shit and, like, where I was staying, all this shit. So I'm asking what I should do and shit. And she just kept telling me, like, you know what to do. Like, you gotta figure it out and shit, right? And then she, like, disappeared into the wall and shit. And then that was one of the moments. I'm a motherfucking adult. But still, like, it kind of set in, like, damn, you right. And then, like, at this point, you can't ask nobody what to do, nigga. You just got to fucking do it.
Yeah.
And even as an adult, nigga, it's like, sometimes you still have to remind yourself, like, damn, fuck, I'm waiting on somebody else's opinion or whatever. Like, I just gotta go do that shit. So, yeah, that was one of the moments too. Like, damn, I got some other feeling shit.
No, okay. Okay, V, yeah, we can definitely fight, but you gotta do him. Okay.
But, here we go, dog.
But back to the lecture in hand. You know, I had the same kind of dream because, you know, my mom passed away. And the fucked up thing about it is me and my mother's birthday is on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And after she passed, you know, I didn't. It's kind of like I wanted my birthday. The very first one after she passed, but I didn't want my birthday.
Yeah,
because that was the first time that I actually would have my birthday and my mother wasn't here.
Yeah,
and kind of the same thing, you know. In that dream, she told me the same freaking thing. You know what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing of it is, like I was telling people, it's like, you know, because my mother raised us, you know, not just my mother, our mothers raised us to be able to take care of ourselves.
For sure.
You know what I mean? It ain't shit none of us can't do.
Right.
You know what I mean? I can't
cook a steak, though.
I mean, but you can cook.
Yeah.
You can feed yourself.
Yeah, enough not to die.
You know what I'm saying? My mother had a common goal that, you know, you're not going to depend on no... And like, if y'all ever met my mother, then you'll understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
My mother had a whole motto is, you only need a woman for a piece of pussy. That's all you need a woman for.
Yeah,
and this is about to fuck a lot of people up. My mother taught me how to sew. She taught me how to crochet. She taught me how to knit.
Yeah. I can do a whole. I know how
to. Wait a minute. Crochet?
I know how to braid.
You can crochet?
Yes. I can.
Where your crochet shit at?
I don't do it, but I know how to do it.
Word?
Yes.
Why?
Because she made me sit down and learn.
Can't you just leave like a blanket one day? Some motherfucking booties and shit?
I can do that shit. Nigga, I
know how to. Yeah. My grandma taught me how to sew and hem and shit like that. But
nigga,
fucking
nigga, look, crocheting. If you ever talk to Adolf Hitler, she'll tell you I'm the one that taught her how to braid hair.
Dog, why do you call her Adolf Hitler, dog?
My oldest daughter, yeah, that's Adolf Hitler,
bruh.
If you ever talk to little Adolf,
beyond angry and shit, dog.
Oh, she's third world evil,
dog.
She like the third rank out of this.
And this is the first kid that changed her life for the better.
Yeah.
No, I'm really confused.
Only tattoo I got on my body is her name.
Yeah, too funny, bro.
Yeah, but look, Adolf will tell you that I taught her how to braid hair. You know what I mean? Sure. My mama taught me how to do everything. And then...
What up, cuz?
Once I moved in with my old man, she was like, you'll see what I'm saying. And I saw him do the exact same thing. You know what I mean? So I think the transformation between going from my mother and living with my dad really changed my life. Okay. That probably was the best decision ever.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Because now I had an opportunity, and y'all know this, I live with my dad, just me and him.
Dude.
You know what I mean? And I saw this motherfucker, you don't have an excuse good enough of him for nothing.
Yeah.
Like why you can't get shit done.
For sure.
You know what I mean? And that changed my fucking life. It did. Yeah. Because now I don't have excuses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I ain't got no car, it's a bus out there.
Right, yeah, definitely just see you take advantage of that.
If I ain't got no car, it's a homeboy out there that you got. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Shout out to my nigga Q come to pick me up from Flint and shit.
Dog, fucking Flint. Nigga, look, first of all, this is some funny ass shit about that. Flint ain't that far, but it's like further than I thought. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, nigga, I come grab you and shit. I'm in the car. Nigga, it took so long to get to that bitch, like in real life, dog. When I pulled up to pick this nigga up, I had a fucking cramp in my leg, nigga. Like, like, dog, we got to chill for me. He's like, what's wrong? Like, nigga, my shit cramped up, nigga. We can't go back,
we
nigga.
We was at the Applebee's for me.
Something, yeah, I couldn't leave. I'm like, dog, I can't leave right now, bro. We stuck.
2G slept all the way to him back.
Damn, that nigga was with us, dog. I forgot. Damn, we be doing some goofy shit.
Yeah, shout out to you, my dogs. Come get me too, nigga. Shit, I get on that freight in a minute too.
That was some real when your homies called type shit.
Dude.
Hey, Taiwan, let me show you my nigga T, man. Dude. Shout out to my dog T, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Every job I had, nigga, the nigga was stayed in Alabama.
Dude.
He used to come to this motherfucker, dog. And every time he come picking me up for work, bro. Like, where you at? I'm at work. All right, I'm about to come get you. Like, hey, what? I ain't asking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I'm on my way. No matter what a job was at, you know what I'm saying?
Dog. When your homies call, that's how you know you're
real. Shout out to Tito, dog. I'm just saying, this is the only nigga on earth, man. When me and this nigga Mark was staying together, dog. This nigga was coming in and out from Alabama. Nigga would hide weed at the crib, bro.
Yes, bro.
And we wouldn't even know. Like, he'll pull up out of town and shit and go just grab some weed from behind the fireplace. And shit, like, the fuck? It's like, nigga, you left that shit here this last time?
That's the
nigga. Yeah, like, shit, all right, dog, fuck.
That got to be about the chillest nigga I've ever
dog,
know,
come to
man.
This bitch. Come to this bitch on Wednesday nights to go to Floods,
just
bro.
Just to go to Floods, bro.
To go to Floods, bro. From Alabama, nigga.
That's my nigga.
What y'all niggas got up tonight? I'll be there tonight. Go to Floods. Damn, cuz. When you going back tomorrow? Damn.
You'll fly in just to go to Floods.
Nigga fly in to go to Floods. Think about that shit, nigga. That's how serious that shit was.
Duh.
Nigga flying in and out.
She only paid $13.
Right, yeah.
He wasn't doing too much.
Hell no. Nah. But shit was funny, though.
But that's when your homies call, nigga. That's how you meet sure. That real niggas, man.
Yeah, good times and shit, man. Some good ass times and shit, dog. Sure. And any experiences that you think, because both of y'all got kids, any experiences y'all think y'all kids done had already that done already changed the way they act and do shit? Or is it too soon?
Well, my first one, for sure. And that's when I got left his motherfucking mama, you know what I'm saying? You know, I know it changed him.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
You know what I mean? It changed him a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, and it's a feeling that you didn't want to give to him, but shit, shit, you got to think about you too, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, and I was in that situation when I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to leave my baby boy, you know what I'm saying? But I got to get rid of this bitch. This bitch crazy.
Looking stupid.
I mean, that was just my thinking at the time, you know what I'm saying? That's my dog now, you know, we still cool. We, you know, we kicking, but we cool. But other than that, dog, I mean, that instant, bro, I know it changed him a little bit, bro. I know he was a different dude just because of that situation.
For sure.
Probably made him stronger, you know what I mean? Because now he can, you know, I mean, that's a big fella. You know, he a grown man now, but, you know, now he's at the age that he can actually see what he need to see, you know, without, you know, nobody bashing either parent, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and the good thing about it is you stayed in his life while you left.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Sure. Ain't like you turned to deadbeat.
And that's what I had to get to my head, like, man, I'm leaving her, not him, you know?
Exactly.
Because he still was across, you know, across the street doing his thing. You know, he still was in the mix. But like I said, now because you stayed in his life, and that's the difference. Mm-hmm. A lot of people got to realize just because, you know, the relationship don't work, that don't make you a bad parent.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean?
The relationship just didn't work.
Right, exactly.
You know, that don't make you a bad parent because, you know, like you say, he was still in the mix. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So, and by you doing that, once he got old enough to see, he could step back and see that, okay, mama might be a little crazy.
He might be a lot to deal with.
Mama is a lot to deal with.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? My mama might be a little crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
I see why dad left.
Right. I probably did that same shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I don't mean it, you know, like that. You know what I mean? But, you know, he know how, I see why dad had to step off.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he ain't doing like James daddy and shit. So you going out for some motherfucking milk and then join the Navy and shit.
Right.
And don't meet the nigga for 40 years until Thelma meet him and shit at the bus station. But I'm just saying, I watched too much Good Times, whatever. That nigga left to go to the store, nigga, then come back. That's how daddies used to do back in the day, though.
Yeah.
Go to the store, nigga, and never return,
I done heard stories about that.
That's not even funny, but it's crazy. That's like, crazy. Niggas was leaving and just never returned. Like, damn, at least just say, like, bitch, I'm gone. Out. Like,
He did say I'm gone. I'm going to the store.
Right. Yo, hey, it's almost time to get up out of here, dog. If you got a last minute comment, hit me in the comment box, dog. We trying to talk about a life experience that made you change your life for the better, dog. Hit me in the comment box. My man Jay Cool said it was the move to Atlanta for him. My cuz Shamika just checked in. What up, though?
What's happening?
I think that's everybody's shit. Yeah. So you said that part. What about you? You got any of your kids you think had a experience already that made them like, you know what, I'm about to tighten this shit up for the long run?
Not yet. You know, because I got a gap between little Adolf and baby Angry.
Young L.A.
Yeah.
Little Adolf.
I mean, I'm telling you, the girl is the third rank, nigga. I'm telling you.
Over the fourth and shit,
yeah, man, mixed with a little bit of Darth Vader. I mean, I don't know where she got this evilness from, man.
I wonder.
She is just fucking third rank evil, man.
I think we're all curious. Wonder how that shit happened.
Y'all know my daughter, man.
Yeah, we know you. Right.
When I tell you, you saw she got me locked up, nigga. She don't give a fuck. That's one thing. But the thing of it is, you know, at her age, you know, she's 23, and we had a conversation the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you 23 and had 21 jobs.
Yeah.
We actually counted them.
21 actual jobs?
Yes.
Yeah, that's like way too many.
Yeah.
And you got commitment issues.
Yeah. And
jobs don't like that.
Yeah, and this is what I'm trying to bring across to
jobs
her.
Jobs don't like
that. You
know
what I'm saying? Like, you can't keep doing that, man.
Hell no.
I mean, you going to work, you got my work ethic. We know that. But
you just
got to
stay at one place for a little bit.
Still for a month. Yeah, a little bit of time.
Now, I ain't saying you got to put fucking 30 years in that motherfucker, but you got to put at least a year around this.
Shit, I was with her, though. I ain't gonna lie. At one point,
you was on that same
like
shit.
21 jobs, too, man.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you. I'll punch you right in your mouth, cuz. You talk to me retarded.
I'm gonna punch your mouth and punch out, bitch.
Yeah. I don't know, Mark. Let's take a DNA. Is this your child or what?
Dog, you stupid as said.
You just slid over there on me, man?
Nah, never.
That nigga said, nah, never, son.
Never.
My man Bill just checked in. What up, though?
Yeah, we can cancel that. You know, she's short. Y'all some tall motherfuckers over there.
Right. Y'all niggas goofy. Hey, last minute, man. Hit me in the comment box, dog. We getting ready to wrap it up. Go around the block one last time, dog. It's Monday and shit. I'm going to let niggas get to whatever they doing and shit. Let me see. Just is that? No, I follow her yesterday. I can't. I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's just Tally. Just Tally. I think. I want to say. Hopefully. yeah. What up, though? She just checked in. What up, all right. So we can ready to get up out of here, though. We'll go around the block one last time, man. Give our final sentiments on the way out, man. If you got a last minute comment, hit me in the comment box, or if you're on IG, you can hit that join button and you can come in live like you're in the motherfucking studio, though.
Right here.
Know what I'm talking about? Angry Man.
Yo.
What's your final sentiments on the way out for the peoples?
For the people, man. You know, what pisses me off with motherfuckers just, you know, I get angry with myself a lot. That's probably why I'm so angry. Just fucking do it, man. You know what I mean? Whatever it is that you feel like you got to do it, what's the song say? Do it till you're satisfied. Whatever it is, man.
Right, I feel you. Whatever that is.
Do it till you're satisfied.
No, for but, sure. You know, that was a Billy D moment and shit. Focus that.
I mean, just do it, man.
Niggas had a Billy D moment. Don't let the smooth taste fool you.
I have to tell myself that all the time. You know what I mean? Because, you know, actually, I'm not following my craft right now because, you know, I'm still trying to figure some things out, but when I get to it, trust me, I'm gone. Dude. You know what I mean? And everybody knowing my circle, you know, that know me, if I say I'm going to do it, I don't give a fuck if I got to fucking just get up and move to Iowa one day.
Right.
And I did that.
That happened.
Yeah, right. I get up and just go. I'm going to do it. But, you know, I mean, it's you can't, a lot of people get caught up in, you know, what everybody else think, what family members think, what this, that, and other think. You know what I mean? Success is in the eye of the beholder. You know what I mean? Just because this person living this way, this person living that way, you know, you got to look at your own success. You know, I feel I'm successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got all my kids under one roof. You know, mm-hmm. you know, I get up and go to work every day. You know what I mean? To me, that's I'm succeeding.
Yeah, for
sure. You know, just because you know I'm not making six figures, don't mean I'm not succeeding.
Right. No, I did.
You know what I mean? And just because you know you doing what you doing. You may dress a little better, don't mean I'm not succeeding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You I have think. To success is in the behind in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And a lot of people need to get past that.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people need and if you can't get past that, I'm gonna just tell you this and leave it alone. Change your circle.
Yeah, right, for real.
Because real change shit. Your circle. Because if you're around a bunch of motherfuckers that judge you every 19 seconds because you're not living to where they're living,
right?
Change your fucking circle.
Facts. I figured you on that shit.
Want it.
More money, dog. What about you, dog? What's your final sentiments for the people?
Bro, find your spark, bro. You know what I'm saying? Find you, bro.
Yeah.
You know, and in some situations, the situation make you find it. You know what I'm saying? And make you, you know, grind on it harder, bro.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, though, like he just said, like, fucking Nike. Just do it, bro. Just check that shit off and do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it don't work out, nigga, I mean, you gotta fail to fucking, you know what I'm saying, to gain anything. You know what I'm saying? So, ain't nothing gonna be given to you right off the rip unless you're just a fucking genius, but
right.
And a lot of us ain't gonna have that genius gene in us, you know what I'm saying? So I just say, man, find your spark, bro, and don't let another situation make you find it, bro. Cause I wish I would've fucking did that alone, just did it on my own, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hope,
you know what I mean? I didn't want that situation to make me, you know what I'm saying, move. I should've just moved on my own.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I say don't let a situation, you know what I'm saying, make you change your life. You change your life when you want to, right?
That's
now.
That's true, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't, I
like, just do it. You know what I mean? Like, situations gonna happen in life, nigga. Nigga, this shit is life, nigga. This shit's some crazy shit for a motherfucker, bro.
It is.
But, and it's a lot to think about. You know what I'm saying? So, why you here on earth, bro? Make the best of it, cuz. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, what the
sure.
fuck, bro? Like, we don't got long on this bitch, bro.
Yeah, nah,
we
not
really
at all.
Don't got long on this motherfucker. You
nah,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like you said, dog, just do that shit, bro. Like, stop worried about it, bro. Like, at this point, bro, I got stressed and fucking hair falling out. I still
right.
got a fucking bald spot from the shit. You know what I'm saying? And situations I have no control over, I'm not fucking stressing about it no more.
Yeah.
Because I have no control over it. I'm just gonna do me, man. You know what I'm saying? You can catch me in the circle, bro. You know what I'm saying?
It take a long time to get to that point.
It take a while to get to that point.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? For a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's situations motherfuckers be stressing out, worry about. And I be like,
man, you know you can't change it.
Man,
so,
you can't change that shit, bro. You can't worry about that
right.
shit, bro.
That's true. It is what it is.
You feel me?
Right, for real.
So just let it be
really
that.
Should ever spoke right there.
And
right?
Don't let no situation, bro.
Trust me.
Boost your, you know, self esteem, bro. You should boost your self esteem off rip.
Yeah. And that sounds simple, right?
It sounds simple.
Yeah, it do, man. Right. And like I said earlier, man, you gotta actually, I mean, a lot of people play it to the left, but the people you around play a big effect
for sure
in you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the people you around, man. If you around negative shit, the motherfuckers are always downplaying what the fuck you got.
Yeah.
Or saying, nigga, you ain't got this, or, you know, come on now. Yeah. I don't want to be around that.
No.
I figured you know that. On that note, dog, shit, we gonna push up out of here and shit. Black Molly just checked in. What up, though? She said, preach. For sure. So, look, I'm gonna leave y'all with this, dog. Again, I do want to piggyback off what Monk said, though. He said that you shouldn't let certain situations be your motivator. You should be your own motivation. And I know that don't always happen. So, what I say is, though, just keep your eyes open for any events in your life that you might have not even noticed would have been a game changer for real. Because a lot of times, like, the shit that like, just like that movie and shit, what was the name of it? Soul and shit. Like the shit that's your real motivation, a lot of times be right in front of you. You just not paying attention. So my thing is just pay attention to what's going on, dog. And just like really, at some point you really just gotta vibe with your spirit and shit. That shit might go over a lot of people's head and shit. But like your spirit, like you gotta vibe with that because your spirit is always active. For sure. You just gotta figure out what it's doing and then follow that motherfucker, dog.
Yeah.
On that note, man, we about to get up out of here, dog. I want to thank everybody who checked in on YouTube, IG, Twitch, motherfucking Facebook, everything. Don't forget, man, we got that link in the description right now. You can become a patron on our Patreon page, dog, for as little as $5 or as much as $1 million. And also, man, if you want to just make a one-time donation, man, to our Cash App, you see the cash tag right there, E-Block Radio Podcast, man. Please support. And allow us to keep bringing this good content to you, dog. But on that note, man, whatever you go do today, especially if you're in Detroit, dog, make sure that you do arrive alive, dog.
Drive safe on this.
Yeah, drive safe in this motherfucker, dog. Hey,
drive angry man speed.
You know, don't do that because you'll never make it.
You'll cause an accident, right? Slow driving.
On that note, man, we up out of here, dog. Till the next time, man. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio Live. We're down right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. I got my man Angry Man in the building.
Smoke something.
Hey, may the force be with y'all, man.
My man Mark Buddy holding it down.
Uh-huh.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Peace out, y'all.
Rizzo.
Yo.
Bitch.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.